Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Throwback Thursday.
Let's go way back.
How far back?
I want to go back to
last night when I was sleeping.
I want to go back to sleep.
That's throwback.
That's how far back I go.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
Big day today.
Places to go, people to see.
Not to mention,
tomorrow's Friday.
Well, since you put it that way,
let's get this party started.
It's showtime.
Throwback to sleep. Throwback Thursday.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, yep. Good morning. It is beautiful this morning outside. If you walk or run, I mean, the weather is perfect. Get it in today if you're going to be outside. The rain is coming in late tonight and into tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm supposed to get my hippie-dippie pictures tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
You're getting them made or you've already had them done?
No, I'm getting them made.
Oh, tomorrow does not look good. Sounds like a reschedule. Tomorrow looks like a washout.
Oh.
Yeah, rain all day tomorrow. 72 today, 66 tomorrow. So, yeah. I want to reschedule that hippie photo shoot.
Thanks, Dale.
With the VW bus and whatever else is in there. Flowers That's in your right. hair and all those other
oh,
things.
Oh, God.
Flowers and love and all that.
Peace, love.
As my father-in-law says, free love.
Danny knows this is happening, right?
Yeah, he's not surprised.
I'm not happy either, is he?
Nope.
Where I grew up getting dressed up means a button.
We must still be.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Little Big Town. One of those bands that just seems to be able to sing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you get a bunch of people like that, that are just filled to the brim with talent, and you throw them together, I always wonder how that kind of magic comes together. How do you know when you get those people together that when you start harmonizing that it's going to sound out of this world?
I guess you don't until you hope that it works.
Boy, did
and that it'll stay like that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, did it ever work for those guys?
Little they just melt together. They do.
Oh yeah. 6:11 coming later at about 7:25. Tickets for you to see an actual concert. That's where you go and see people perform in front of you live on a stage.
It's been a while.
Which is a platform where people stand and move around and play instruments.
And so I'm physically going to see them with. My eyes, right? Yeah,
right, you are.
Wow.
It's incredible. We'll do that at about 7:25 with an amazing game we call Famous People Named Chris. It's pretty self-explanatory. Again, that's at 7:25.
The Wolves everywhere.
East Van. Ashbrook.
Lemons.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:24. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's time for the odds and ends. Remember we were talking about, hey, what are they going to do in Times Square on New Year's Eve? How's that going to work? Well, they made an announcement. CBS says that this year's Times Square New Year's Eve ball drop will be virtual because of the coronavirus. New York City plans to limit the number of people allowed in Times Square. I don't know how they're going to handle that. That will take a massive amount of cops to control that.
Definitely.
So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. Speaking of the holidays, Walmart's putting on an additional 20,000 seasonal workers to keep up with holiday demand. In case you're wondering, the hourly rates for the new jobs $15.75 to $23.75 an hour, depending on what you're going to be doing.
Okay. I'm out. Okay. Okay.
All right, Walmart.
Also, remember we were discussing when these products were going to be changing names because they were politically incorrect or whatever.
Yes.
And Uncle Ben's Rice was going to change their name, but at the time they were unsure what the new name was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Ben's Rice will now be known as Ben's Original.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's, all right. Whatever.
Makes sense. Hallmark Channel's planning to air 40 new holiday films in the upcoming months. And you're saying, Dale, when are they going to start airing them? Well, I'm glad you asked. The new films will start airing Saturday, October 24th.
Gotta get into that holiday season.
Why are there no Thanksgiving Hallmark movies? I'm so sad about this. Or Halloween ones. Why would they do Christmas in October?
Well, there is a channel dedicated to horror films out there, and the horror films are also making their way into the services. But I know what you're saying. I understand.
I need I love Halloween, you know.
I know you
She meets some random guy at the masquerade Halloween party, and
then he turns out to be a vampire.
Oh, my God. See, look at us writing another
one. Write this stuff down. Write it down. The guy turns into a vampire. He's like a real vampire. And then at the end of it, he bites her and she becomes a vampire and they live forever.
And little does she know, she's Italian and she ate garlic bread that night. And he has a severe reaction.
Getting better all the time.
Oh, never mind.
Well, I told you there's a new list of the top cereal brands out there. Now, the perennial leader on this list, as you may know, has always been Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Always.
It is, you can see.
It is no longer number one. In fact,
ooh, I think I know.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch has fallen to number five. Would you like to take a guess what the new number one breakfast cereal is?
I would say Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay.
First of all, no.
Oh, okay.
Odd choice.
I'm just going to go classic, like Honey Nut Cheerio or something.
Bingo, you're right. Honey Nut Cheerios is the new number one breakfast cereal. The top 10 are Honey Nut Cheerios number one, number two, Frosted Flakes. Oh, they're so yummy. Followed by Raisin Bran, Cap'n Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch at number five, Frosted Mini Wheats, Lucky Charms, Rice Krispies, Apple Jacks, and Fruit Loops.
I promise y'all, I did not look. I just really pulled that one out of thin air, so that's awesome.
Honey Nut Cheerios, number one.
Now. Speaking of cereal, you may like a new brand this out. Well, not really a new brand, but new taste. It's Cinnamon Cheerios.
That sounds delicious.
I don't know if they're going to keep them out for a while, but I had a bowl of them this morning. Fantastic.
You also keep telling me there's something out there called Frosted Cheerios.
They're in a blue box.
It's a unicorn. You can't find them. They're not there.
I don't know. Dale, you're going to the wrong area.
Yeah.
Listen, son, if there's anything I know about, it's food shopping, groceries. I know these things. I cannot find Frosted whatever.
I'll get you some off Amazon.
But I tried. I couldn't find them. CMT Music Award nominations are out. What are they doing? Just nominating everybody now? We don't want to leave anybody else. We're just going to, the list of nominees is unbelievable. The video, there must be 15 nominees for Video of the Year. Male Video of the Year, it's five or six. There's like six, seven, eight nominees in every single category. But also in the CMT Performance of the Year category, my pick for the winner is Brand New Man by Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs.
So good.
It is. What a jam that thing is. So anyway, that's they're out there. Everybody's nominated. I'll just go ahead and tell you that. Nobody's been left out. Everybody's nominated. 15, 16 nominees in a category? Wow.
Jeez.
Her day starts with a coffee. To her, you're my saving grace, you're my kind of church, you're holy.
New Country 93.1, we'll speak of New Country, got the new Jason Aldean coming up here in just a sec. 635, new iOS update. iOS 14, I think.
That's it.
You all should have it by now if you have your phone set for automatic updates or you've been reminded a number of times to update your phone. There's some cool stuff on there. One thing I do like that they have is that when you get a call, it's the banner at the top now and it doesn't take over the whole screen.
I like that a lot.
I think that was a great addition. They've also, and I'm sure, Chase, you noticed this immediately, they sort of upgraded the weather app. You get better weather.
Why would you say that, Dale?
You get better weather information.
It has air quality on there now, which is good, especially if you go out running.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I also, there are some, and Chase alerted me to this, some of the accessibility features include so the tap feature on the back of the phone that you can have the phone do various things through tapping the back of the phone.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of finding the little hidden accessory type of things, but accessibility, you go to the settings in there and you can change it to where either a double tap or triple tap on the back of your phone does a certain action. And I have mine set up to take a screenshot because that's easier.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I did the same thing. I got mine set to do a screenshot with the tap thing. So that's pretty cool.
You know, I like the, you can tell Siri now to take a screenshot. Siri also looks a little different when you hold down your home button or however she pops up. If you have like Apple CarPlay in your car, like I do, it's updated that as well. All the icons are bigger, so that's kind of cool. But I also got to go the girl side of it. I like now that you can add like the widgets, you can download the different apps and you can make your home screen look a little different, kind of like you would design, let's throw it back, kind of like you would design a MySpace profile.
Yeah,
you can now
do
that to your phone, give it a little personality. But if you go all the way, like swipe all the way to the end of your apps, there's like now an app library where they've categorized all your apps for you. So that's really cool too.
Yeah, it takes some exploring. You have to sort of sit down and go, oh, what does this do?
Mm-hmm.
And sort of figure it out. And, of course, Apple provides all kinds of guides for you that you can get online or whatever if you want to know, hey, how does this work?
I'm reading, and it's on the iPad. There's a picture-in-picture mode, too.
Yes, you can move picture-in-picture window to any corner of the phone. You can put the video window in any corner of the screen by dragging it. Just push it and drag it and move it.
I think one of my favorite features is that now a phone call, when it pops up, just does a notification bar and it doesn't ruin what you're doing.
And then you also, if you haven't noticed, there's like a little dot up in the corner near like your battery life. And it'll let you know like you're on the phone kind of thing. And I guess with the three of us kind of played around with the other day with a group chat. But if you're all on iPhone and you have a group chat, you can type in one of the people's names in the group chat. It'll pop up and turn it like bold. And when you send the text, it'll turn their name blue. And it kind of just, it pings everybody. But for them, they can hold it down and reply directly back to that message. And it does like a little drop down arrow and tells you what message you replied to and what you said to that particular message.
Yeah. Takes a little getting used to, but a lot of cool features are on there now.
She sent me something very mean and tagged me in it on it.
You're welcome.
And see if it worked. And it worked, but it was mean.
By the way, a new little piece of information here is that people would rather give up alcohol than to give up the use of their phone. In fact, 47% said they'd give up sex before they'd give up their phone.
Wow.
Jason Aldean has promised. Got what I got.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone?
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:53, new country coming. I got some great songs standing up here to go. Lee Bryce is coming up next. Jason Aldean on the way, too. Time for the good news story. What you got, Annie?
So there's kids everywhere that are virtual learning, distance learning, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, a lot of people don't have a desk or a proper workspace. You know, I first, for myself, I was working off the couch in my coffee table. It was the worst. My back was killing me. And for a lot of kids, this is reality. Kitchen tables, couches, chairs in the living room, on the floor. And it's just, it's hard. And it's also hard to be in the thick of everything going on around you at your house.
and not being able to, you know, go into your room and shut the door and really focus. And so for a bunch of kids in Maryland, that's changing. They're getting desks made for them by a group of local dads. And they're helping all the kids out who can't find a desk or can't afford a desk. And I think that's great because they're really going to help these kids to concentrate more and be able to maybe enjoy school a little bit more. It started with a couple, Brandon and Jessica, and they named their little thing Desk by Dads. And they have three kids out in Maryland, and they were like, you know what, we got to help the other kids for virtual learning. They need to be able to focus and feel comfortable and have somewhere to call their own and be a workspace and stay dedicated to school in that area. And I think it also helps too to be able to step away from that area when you get done and leave it, you know, kind of like we do with our at-home setups. Chase and I both have an office kind of where we, you know, and we can leave and go on with our day and not be at work anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't work at all, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So, but yeah, they're taking supplies and they're churning it out. They're showing people how to build a desk in about an hour for just $40. It's on YouTube. I think it's really great what they're doing. They've put this whole blueprint out on Facebook. It's for free too. And they're helping other people make desks, and they've churned out over 40 desks so far, more coming. They've got quite a few dads in the group now for the Desk by Dads, and it's sparked people wanted to do more in their own towns. There's a kid from Virginia, Purcellville, Virginia. He's called Desk for Distance, and he's literally a teenager. I think he's 17, and he's churning out now these desks for kids too in his community, and he was inspired by Desk for Dads out in Maryland. So it's really great. I think this is something that might continue to spread at least for a little bit, and I'd love to see every kid have a desk, because I'm telling you, even as an adult, it made a difference to be able to have a desk to sit at and do my work. And so just, I think it's great.
Way to go, dads. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. And that, definitely my favorite Luke Combs song so far. Mm-hmm. And when we get back to doing concerts, I hope he's got a nice big horn section on stage to blast out that ending out of
it. Oh, yeah.
He's gotta.
That'd be awesome. 7:13 now, it's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Famous guy's name, Chris Jansen, doing a live show. That's a concert, people, yeah, where you see him live. They'll be on a stage performing in front of you and not on a screen. For those of you who have never seen a concert or have forgotten.
Now, today's day and age, that's possible.
Or right. Have forgotten what it's like. Yeah. Drive-in concert series. It's pretty cool. They're doing it at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And it's going to be awesome. Mitchell Tenpenny's with him. And we got a little contest we call Famous Guys Named Chris. Give us just a little example that maybe we did yesterday.
Okay, so.
Just something that gives people an idea of what we're doing.
Right. This famous Chris recently had a social media scandal and is known as Captain America.
That's a guy that showed his thing on the tube.
Goodness.
That is exciting.
And stimulating.
Mm-hmm. That's why we play it. Caller 3 right now going to play Famous Guys Named Chris for tickets to see Chris Jansen and Mitchell Tenpenny to Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's fun. Let's do it. Caller 3 right now. Lines are open. We're waiting for you now. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale and Brian, Annie, and Chase. Time to play Famous Guys Named Chris. See Chris Jansen and Mitchell Tenpenny in the Drive-In Concert Series at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Stephanie is standing by on the line. She is ready to go. All you got to do is identify two of the three correctly to win the tickets. Over to you, Annie.
Hey, Stephanie. Okay.
Okay.
Here's number one. This famous Chris will make you jump, jump.
Oh, Chris Cross.
Yeah, okay. Number two. This famous Chris is known for laying down the hammer as Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, woo!
She's very confident on that one.
Yeah, she was. All right, and the final one. This famous Chris has a beard as beautiful as his voice. It's as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Oh, God, Chris Stapleton.
Amen.
You have tickets to see Chris Jansen and Mitchell Tidpenny at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Congratulations. Hang on the line.
Thank y'all.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Chase caught me off guard with the salute today of Woodlawn, Virginia, which is where I grew up.
Wow, look at that.
You didn't even know that, did you?
No, I didn't. All the smartest Cabbage Patch babies come from that area.
Yeah, all of them come from Woodlawn. Actually, people ask me where I'm from. I just say Galax because everybody knows where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around here does.
They got new Bojangles, I heard.
Yeah, they do have a Bojangles there. Delicious.
That you done me wrong, 'cause I've already moved. Oh, baby, you ain't worth the whiskey.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase at 7:52. Time to break out the hats and horns.
'Cause it's birthday time.
You're celebrating today on this Thursday. Let's get it on like Donkey Kong. You share that birthday with Ben Platt from Pitch Perfect. He's 27. WWE's Princess, who's married to Triple H. Stephanie McMahon, she's 44. Ian Bowen is 44. Nia Vardalos, she starred in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Classic. Love that movie. 58 years old today. And NFL Hall of Famer Mean Joe Green. He's 74 today.
Wow.
I know, it's been a while, especially since that Coke ad. He's come a long way.
Yeah.
Some local birthdays for you. Chelsea Pankey of Winston-Salem. Kristen Moore of Rural Hall. Rhonda Ash of Winston-Salem. Amanda Burnett of Kernersville. Brandon Palmer of Thomasville. Sarah Collette of Winston-Salem. A big, huge shout-out to Jennifer Boston. She's a real-life superhero to one of our listeners. She's from South Boston, Virginia. And one of my best friends is celebrating today. Tasha, happy birthday, you guys. If you want to hear your birthday right here on the radio or just embarrass a friend, get their birthday in now. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, good morning to you. Boy, we're well into fall here now, and it feels great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So enjoying this weather. It is really, it's really making me happy. Let's have more of this, please. All right, it's 8:03 now, and off to the land of law and order we go. A little Nimrod news for you. Hell yeah, but you don't want to do your homework. You got issues. Nobody likes it. I hated homework. Never once did I say, wow, I'm so happy I've got all this homework to do. This is going to be a great evening.
Yeah, I was never the kid that wanted the homework, but I was always the kid that said, so do we have any homework?
Yeah.
Oh, you're one of those.
Shut your face! Shut your face! You know every student in class
wanted to homework.
God, I just wanted to kill you.
Excel.
All right. Well, anyway, this student, he's in college. His name is Ray Prasad. He is at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't get excited. No, he's not down in the islands.
I was going to say, nice.
No, yeah. This is in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the winter
Minnesota.
Is worst ever winter. And on April 17th, August 20th, and September 20th, he called in fake bomb threats on campus because he hadn't done his homework.
Oh, no.
Good choice for him. Take the drastic step.
He used an app that blocks your phone number, but federal investigators were able to trace the numbers back to him eventually anyway. Dude, it's the FBI.
Yeah. Nothing is going to hide from them.
They have an entire electronic forensic division. They will find you.
Mm-hmm.
And they will kill you. He just pled guilty to making the false threat because he knew he was busted. He's going to be sentenced later this year. This could be a serious situation for this kid just because he didn't want to do his homework.
Let this be a lesson to all. Just do the homework.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to the old dog ate my homework thing? Couldn't he have tried that? I mean, you know, Seriously.
He probably would have had better luck calling it a fake snow day.
Well,
true.
I'm snowed in over here. I know y'all can't see it, but I am snowed in.
Yeah, the problem was he's in spring and summer months on this thing, so he was backed into a corner. Man, I got to call in the bomb threat, you know?
She had a cross around her neck.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf, Morgan Wallen, more than my hometown. More great new country is on the way. Luke Combs is coming up, and John Party, too. I want to mention real quickly here this Breonna Taylor thing from Kentucky. You probably have, you know, it's been the top news story, especially late yesterday afternoon, where the three police officers in Louisville that were involved in her death. There are no charges against the police officers. One of the police officers has a charge against him, but it is for wanton endangerment, and it only relates to the danger they put her neighbors in at the time of the attack. And there's been a lot, protesting, violence, rock throwing, brick throwing, that kind of stuff going on in Kentucky after that. Man, Louisville pretty much shut down the whole downtown in anticipation. They boarded up businesses, put roadblocks. It was incredible what they did in advance of the expected outcome of this thing.
People are outraged. I mean, they used Breonna Taylor's name for all these things, and the only thing people wanted was justice for her, and she got none of that. Her family got a payoff, and I think that, in my opinion, that's the legal system just saying, hush, hush, we're going to go away. Here's your payoff. Here's what her life was worth.
You know, both my sons and my ex-wife live in Kentucky. They live in Lexington, not Louisville, but the protests and all that were all over. Not just Louisville, but all over the state, all over the country. But
it's a sad day.
Particularly in Kentucky. And yeah, it's amazing what they're seeing there. But with the pictures, and they're still on the internet of how they board. Louisville looked like an abandoned town in those pictures. If you haven't seen them, check it out. It's almost an eerie picture. It's incredible.
And now it's time for
things you need to know.
Well, grab a hold of something and hang on tight because we are rolling in the five things you need to know for today. Did you know that Times Square this year, the ball drop is going to be held virtual because of course, you guessed it, COVID.
COVID!
They're going to limit the number of people allowed in Times Squares due to it and social distancing concerns, but basically you're just going to have to watch it at home like the rest of us because I've never been to Times Square.
Right.
How are they going to police that, though? I mean, this is a typically massive crowd, and you know, people don't listen.
Yeah. What?
They're just going to show up.
I imagine there'll be a lot of rooftop parties that night.
Yeah, it's possible. On this date in 1968, look at me, I rhymed, 60 Minutes premiered for the first time. I'm surprised it's been on for that long.
I know. Every time I hear that, cutting it off.
Iconic program that has survived every possible cut at the network. Every single one.
Right.
And
you're
how,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If your name is Kevin Kinner, you've recently found this while digging, and I'm going to tell you, if I ran across this, I would first question whether it's real, but have somebody obviously double check. He was recently at Crater of Diamonds State Park in Little Rock, Arkansas, and found a 9-carat diamond.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The 33-year-old is a regular visitor to the park and was using special equipment when he found the diamond. It's the second largest diamond found in the park since 1972. No word on how much the diamond is worth.
We have to follow this story. I have got to know what that thing's worth.
Definitely. And a little fun fact about Little Rock, Arkansas, there is an Annie Camp Junior High School.
Is there really?
Swear to God. Little Rock. Yeah.
Thank you, Reba.
Hey, you're welcome.
Two fun facts for the day because I couldn't just decide on one. So we're going to start out with this because it's made the news recently. About 27.7 million tons of dust blow from the Sahara Desert across the Atlantic Ocean to the Amazon rainforest every single year.
Wow. That is absolutely unbelievable.
27.7 million tons. That's a lot.
Ooh.
And last but not least, your second fun fact for the day. There's an A and a B size batteries, but they're rarely used in anything. They're still occasionally used overseas for things like bicycle lamps. In case you were wondering, I didn't even know those were really an A or B, really. Honestly.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what. Here's my luck. I go get something at the store that's battery operated and get home, and not only are the batteries not included, but it's size B.
Size B and a 10 millimeter to open it.
That's right.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Things You Need to Know.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. More New Country coming, Morgan Wallen is on the way, and Parmalee and Blanco Brown, too. Right now, I have some just odds and ends stuff that I just, a little radio randomness here. I saw this yesterday. Do you realize you're on camera an average of 238 times a week?
Ugh.
I'm saying, like, not on a camera, but like, in front of one.
Like you're in public and you're being recorded or taped.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I didn't think that. Yeah, okay. Wow.
And just in case you didn't know, and you probably don't know this, you're more likely to be caught by a security camera while driving than at any other time, on average 160 times a week. That's average employee crazy. On camera 8 times a day or 40 times a week, but a lot higher if you work in retail because of their loss prevention systems. Mm-hmm. You're caught on camera 24 times a week while you shop. Doorbell and security cameras in your neighborhood catch you 14 times a week. By next year, there will be around 1 billion live security cameras worldwide, including up to 180 million in the United States. If you do much traveling, especially if you travel over cities, London is the most camered city in the world. There are more,
is it really?
Yeah, there are more cameras in London than there are in any other city, but New York and Los Angeles quickly catching up.
Does the Queen monitor that? Does she sit back in Buckingham Palace with a big wall of screens?
Big room in the basement. Special lighting, kind of weird. She's sitting there smoking.
All wearing black with a black toboggan on her head. Yeah.
Talking to some guys in a van somewhere.
Go get him, please.
Yeah. Hey, General Mills now says that they made their cereals worse, so they're bringing back the 80s taste. Yesterday, they popped up something on their Instagram that said the ultimate taste comeback. They have original flavors of Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, Trix, and Cookie Crisp. They changed their recipe. They realized it wasn't as good, so they're bringing back the 80s taste. And Trix is going to come back in its classic fruit shapes. Cocoa Puffs and Cookie Crisp will have a stronger chocolate flavor. And Golden Grahams will be made with actual honey.
Now they're jam-packed with that much corn syrup.
That's right.
Well, honey. I can't eat Trix. They're for kids.
And get this. A new invention will let you eat your burrito with less mess by putting it in a big chapstick tube.
Okay. This is exciting.
It is.
Pulling it up from the bottom.
Yes, Annie, you're right. somebody has created a product called the Burrito Pop. It's a tube for your burrito that works like a big stick of chapstick. You put your burrito in the tube, then twist the bottom to make your burrito come up slowly. That makes it way less messy, and it's a great option for eating a burrito stuffed with all sorts of delicious ingredients.
You should just be a pro at it by now, okay? You need to just chapstick.
I don't care who you are. You can't be a pro at eating a burrito on the go.
No, yeah.
Yes, you can. I can eat biscuits and gravy on the go. Don't play with me.
You bounce.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. I'm not going to let this get by. First of all, before we get to eating biscuits and gravy while you're driving, we found out earlier that Annie was the kid in class who near the end of the period would say, "Hey, we got any homework?"
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mrs. Johnson, you forgot to connect the homework or collect the homework.
I would throw a rock at you if you did that to me in school.
I hated homework, but I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything because I zoned out doodling a lot. And so I was like, doing homework? Like, did I miss something? No. Okay, great. But I know people hated me for it, but I really was just checking to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Shut up, Annie Camp! I would hit you in the head with my I don't know what.
Math book?
Yeah, math book. No, the science book was always a thicker one, wasn't it? The science
it was.
Book, yeah.
It had a lot more colorful pictures, too.
Hey, by the way, if you're interested in the Burrito Pop, they're taking orders on a Kickstarter campaign right now. The thing's $28. You can take it with you to your favorite burrito restaurant.
Well worth it.
See, it's all real. This is serious stuff.
Pull out this giant burrito thing.
You slide this down in my...
your purse.
Hey, you probably put a cap on it and keep it for later. Keep it warm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is kind of funny, but at the same time, I'm like, I gotta be honest with you. Pretty good idea.
It is.
Genius!
It is genius. You're right. Now, back to eating biscuits and gravy while you're driving. What's your problem?
Is that a problem?
I love biscuits and gravy as much as the next guy, but I'm not eating it while I'm driving.
It's easy, okay? But when you get a hankering for it and you're on a road trip, what are you going to do? You're going to hold it and balance it between your stomach and the steering wheel. You have to have a stomach for this, okay? And then you're going to take the fork and take a bite while you can, then hand on the wheel. Then a bite while you can, then hand on the wheel. Stoplights are great for it. I'm perfect at this. Y'all should ride with me sometime.
So no way.
He's driving, driving down the road. Oh, left boob got some gravy on it. Whoopsie.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Thank you for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We appreciate it. It keeps us employed, and we like that.
Yes.
Kane Brown. You like Kane Brown? Of course you do. We talk to people all the time who like Kane Brown, and you have an opportunity to see him in sort of a special, neat way.
That's right. We got a drive-in concert to see him this Saturday. It's at the Marketplace Cinemas drive-in in Winston-Salem. Our buddies Red Dirt Revival doing a live set opening up for the Kane Brown Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can win a ticket right now to the show. All you got to do is text Kane, K-A-N-E, to 20357 to win.
The Wolves everywhere.
Julian. Greensboro.
Jamestown.
Cranking the...
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's New Country News time. Annie, what you got?
So, you know, during quarantine, I think a lot of people are just looking for something new to do, something fun to explore. And Carly Pierce decided she was going to do a little bit of a recording of her singing The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Our lives are better left to chance, and I could miss the pain. But I'd have had to miss the dance.
Nice.
Yeah, that girl has some pipes. And, you know, if you're looking for something to do for Halloween, to dress up as, you don't have any kind of clue, you could take a note here from Tyler Farr.
I dressed up. I was obsessed with Emmitt Smith. So I got a Dallas Cowboys football helmet, and I had the jersey, and I'm walking around in shoulder pads, and I even think I put the cleats on one year for that.
Somehow whatever works, man.
Somehow I could just picture him in that outfit walking down the street. All right, more new country news anytime, 24/7 at the website at 931wolfcountry.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.